Guelph Storm coach Corey Stillman has been avoiding the term the past couple of weeks, but there's no avoiding it now. Sunday's game is a must-win game. No question, Stillman said following another close loss Friday at the Sleeman Center, this time 5-3 to the Flint Firebirds. With games dwindling and the team still 4 points out of a playoff, it makes Sunday afternoon's game in Sarnia, one of the teams just ahead of them in the standings, a huge one. 10 of the Storm's last 13 games have been decided by one or two goals. A broken record, is that what I sound like? Said an exasperated Stillman post-game. Making the playoffs is our number one goal. If you're building for the future, you need experience in the playoffs. Tonight was a night we had some help with all the teams we're chasing losing. The bright side of that is that we're still just 4 points down with two games in hand, but now Sunday becomes a must-win. Bad luck and bad execution were the Storm's undoing in the third period Friday. Max Nemestikov's second goal of the game late in the second period gave Guelph the 3-2 lead going into the third. But Jimmy Lombardi took advantage of a Daniil Skvortsov turnover and tied the game on a wraparound early in the third. Then Josh Colosimo tipped a long shot from the point past goaltender Zach Jovanovski at 12:02 of the third period for what proved to be the winning marker. An empty netter finished off the scoring. Rylan Singh had Guelph's other goal. Jimmy Lombardi led Flint with a hat trick and Nathan Day was great in net, making 36 saves. One goal games. We had a lead. You have to be a good team in the third period when you have a lead, Stillman said. We had our chances to go from 3-2 and make it 4-2. Sometimes you have to bear down on those. You have to create your own bounces. Storm winger Jake Carabella, who had two assists in the game, said it was a case of the Storm letting a lead slip away again. Every game down the stretch here is important, so it definitely sucks, Carabella said. We've got 11 games left now and every game matters. We want to try and extend the season as long as possible. Scary moment in the third period when Guelph defenseman Noah Jenkin collided with Flint's Nathan Aspinall at center ice. Jenkin, who missed 12 games earlier this season with a concussion, left the ice gingerly under his own power but did not return. Guelph plays in Sarnia Sunday afternoon, then hosts Sarnia on Friday.